that love is blind. Still we're often told, seek and you shall find. So I'm going to seek a certain lad I've had in mind. Looking everywhere, haven't found him yet. He's the big affair I cannot forget. Only man I ever think of with regret. I'd like to add his in.
The Design Review Board meeting of Tuesday, April 24th. Can we have a roll call?
Yes. Member Carroll.
Here.
Member Clinton.
Present.
Member Fullerton.
Present.
Member Shaler.
Present.
Member Whalen.
Here.
Vice Chair Smith.
Here.
Chair Branch.
Here. And now we'll rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Before we begin, for anybody watching at home, we're having an issue with the camera that is directly above the table that will look at plans, so that won't be operative today, but I believe everything else is operational. With that said, we're now at the public forum where if anybody would like to speak on any non-agenda item pertinent to the jurisdiction of the city, now's the time if you have a speaker slip. Anybody? Seeing none, we'll move to the administrative agenda. And the plant, wait. Where's the minutes? Okay, there we go. Planning agenda. Sorry. Administrative agenda, the meeting minutes from last time. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as submitted.
Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? Anybody have any comments?
I need to abstain because I wasn't.
Got it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And one abstention? Next item, Planning Director report.
Good afternoon, Chair and members. Last night at Planning Commission, they reviewed the accessory dwelling unit ordinance and passed it along to the City Council for their May 15th meeting. So just wanted to acknowledge that the participation DRB provided in the design area of the ADU. So thank you on that. There will be an appointment for the vacant seat on DRB and also reappointment of Chair Branch and Member Whalen, and that is scheduled for May 1st at the City Council. So the two of you should attend if you can.
Okay.
And that's all I have.
Okay. That takes us to item A3, the review of agenda.
You have two items and they're being heard today.
Terrific. Well, that takes us to our first item, item B1. Madam Secretary.
Item B1 is for design review. It's the residential second story addition, 488 Wakefield Road, case number 18037 DRB.
So today we have a request for design review for a new second story addition. The applicant is proposing to construct approximately 500 square feet in additions, which includes a 475 square foot bedroom on the second floor and a 58 square foot addition on the first floor. The resulting second story would be within the maximum allowable height. It would be approximately 22 feet, which is below the maximum allowed of 25 feet in the area. And the material will match the existing structure. And I'll hand over to the applicant to walk you through in more detail.
Plans?
Great.
Did you have the site photos as well? Okay. Reproduce poorly. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Good afternoon. Thank you for being here. My name is Chris Cottrell. I'm the architect. I'm with the owners. Let's see. So we've got a very straightforward second-story addition on Wakefield Drive. The pattern of development is almost everyone has done this before them. This is one of the last to do it. Just to give you some context, we have no overhead. This is the direct next door neighbor, and then this is the next door neighbor to the west, and then this is the house right here. So we'd be going above this garage, and we have pulled the second story addition back from the street and from the garage face to break up the second story mass and kept the first story eaves. So you can see that. So, oh, there was a color reading. I can show you this one for you. So this is the here's the house, and then there's a second story up here, and then the other second story. So it's in fact all six of the closest neighbors have pop-up. Plans, existing garage and house. We are going to replace the double front door with a single with a side light. Thank you. Thank you for that, Joe. Okay. So, existing garage, second story addition, and it did read bigger than it actually is. So the 475 includes everything. It's a full suite. That would be a very large bedroom for those 475 feet. So there's a small addition at the downstairs level to connect the kitchen to this extra bedroom. And
where's the outline of the garage?
Let's see. So this is the roof below. Grid line A is the edge of the addition, and then you can see where the garage is right here. So it's approximately 2 feet.
So it's pulled back in all directions on the sides?
It's pulled back on the street side and on the garage side. On the interior side, there is already an existing two-story that's
right.
So it is flush on the interior.
There are the neighbors who are on the north side, they have a window that's right there. Are there windows that would be looking into their window?
We may have a photo of that. Do you know if the folks who are on this side have, I believe that's their garage as well.
They have a garage.
Have a second story.
Second story right.
Right.
They have a window. Our window is going to be the one providing light to the stairs.
Stairs.
Going right here.
Yep.
So our where we will be living is in this area. So there'll be these two that's going to be there, but this predominantly for getting light inside on the stairway.
Right. The circulation. Yep. Okay. And then elevation wise. Oh, sorry, here's the roof plan. So the ridge carries on the same ridge as the roof below. So we've kept the original roof below. So that the dimension from new building to edge of existing roof, we have 4 feet 2 back. Let's push that back. Okay. All right. So what we have are existing elevations on top and proposed below. I have two sheets of that. So here's the existing roof, and then here's our pop-up. And this is looking from behind the house, so you can see this is over that stairwell volume.
Since our plans are not being viewed.
Just speak louder into this. Thank you. Okay. Again, this is the east elevation, and then over here we have the south elevation. So there's the existing garage door. guess I have one of these guys. I don't have to reach so far. Existing garage door, and you can see that 4 foot, and well, we got 4 foot one setback here. So we push that mass back. The idea is to keep the materials of the house the same. We've got the existing house has a mix of stucco and board and bat. For the addition, we're taking that board and bat. It's lighter feeling all around. And I can show you the other two elevations as well. Okay, so this is the street elevation. So you can see the existing roof line that we're gonna keep. That really helps mitigate the second story there. So we've kept our plates as low as possible. They're 8 foot plates. So you're not getting any of the verticality there. I think it sets right in really well. And then you can see the mix of materials there. So the existing, it's got a stucco with the board and bat, and then we're carrying that board and bat all the way around. And those are those windows that we talked about. So these two are not view windows because the stair is running down. These are high.
But the third one?
The third one is in a hall, yeah. So it's not a highly habitable window.
Those are over the... Oh, I see. I was confused there. I was on the south elevation there.
And then just at the entry, like I said, we're taking out the double door and going with a single door and side light. That gets them some room to put some shoes and a little bench at the front door.
Basically, it gives us a little bit more light coming into the house. Right now, it's pretty dark without that.
Here's one color shot of the house.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have a door like your neighbor with the big orange?
Oh,
the big square orange door. Did you see that one? It's huge.
I went to Auburn, so orange I like.
Have you seen that door?
It's well there, but you know.
It's easily like 6 feet wide.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And it's orange. The house is very nondescript, but it just has one single glass door. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. It's crazy.
No.
I don't know how they open it. It's like a remote or something. I'm not sure. But.
Is there anything I missed that you'd like to add?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean.
Thank you.
We moved here 3 years ago, not knowing if we wanted to stay here or not. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, we moved here 3 years ago with kids, and then we didn't know if we wanted to stay here or not. But looking at the neighborhood and finding friends that we like, and, you know, job's doing well, so we figured we just add and stay, you know, put the roots. So.
Going downhill from here. So. All right. Questions from the board?
Chair?
Declarations.
Has everybody visited the site?
Site visit, no ex parte.
No site visit, no ex parte.
No site visit, no ex parte.
I did visit the site, no ex parte.
I looked at the site on Google Earth. I did not visit the site.
Site visit, no ex parte.
I know the applicants, so I had not been to their home before, but I went there this weekend and did a site visit and talked to them about the project.
Got it. Does that create a recusal issue?
No, she did just mention that she knows them, but she has no financial interest in, and
so
I don't think she's ever been to the property as well, so. Huh.
We just presume she likes him. She may not like him.
We don't need to talk about that.
I checked with Mary ahead of time.
All right. So do you have any questions, Jennifer?
I do not have any questions.
Karis?
Yeah, I did have a question. You're going to keep those fruit trees out front, yeah?
Yes.
We're not cutting down any
trees?
We're
not touching the trees at all, and everything stays the way it is right now. And we like it that way.
Yeah, because they really provide a lot.
Everyone who comes there, they love, or we could just pluck the tree, I mean, fruit from the tree and then eat them, so it's good. We keep it that way.
No questions,
Tim? Any down there?
I got a question. My question is directed to the architect. When you were designing this, did you study any options for setting that second floor a little bit farther back from where it is now?
Well, we did. I think that the massing, though, and also the constructability, both lined up to work with the footprint that we ended up with. So it is set back, like I said, it's 4 feet from the edge of that eave. If we shrunk it more, the bedroom gets smaller than the applicants would like. There is, across the street, an example. You know, this is small to see, but it's directly across the street. Let me find out where we are. Right here. So we're here. There's an example there of a direct two-story. So that goes, there's no break at the first story level. It just goes straight up to the second story. So that's a precedent set right across the street. So I feel like this is, you know, not that. And we're working with the pattern of development in the neighborhood.
Bill, any questions?
I guess I just did have one question for the applicant, perhaps. Did you ever consider building an accessory dwelling unit?
We did not. I think someone mentioned to us there is something like that, but we did not. We just figured this is, you know, just for us, and we want to keep it enclosed within our reach to get in and out.
Mm-hmm.
We hope our daughter just goes to UCSB here and probably uses that while we enjoy the bottom floor. But yeah. You know, nothing like an accessory dwelling.
Okay.
We have two kids and we have a lot of family visiting, so it's primarily for our guests who come all the time. So,
and I think the kitchen function just wasn't needed, so didn't need to be separate from the house.
Any comments, Bill?
Yes, I do have comments, and I appreciate Member Smith's comments about the setback, because I think it's really crucial, the fact that you mentioned that across the street there's basically a box on top of a box, and that sets a precedent. You know, hopefully it really doesn't, because that's a really unfortunate precedent. You see some of these conversions in Goleta that are simply boxes on top of boxes, and I would hope that this board would look carefully before they replicate those. It's a very nice neighborhood, and the second-story homes there, and there are a few, more than a few, they have what I would call recessed second stories, where they are set back intentionally, built that way, and it makes them very attractive. One of the findings we have to make is, you know, neighborhood compatibility and quality of architectural design. So this actually improves the neighborhood, doesn't detract from it, and hopefully it's not a net neutral either. I'm glad it's set back. I wish it could be set back more. I understand your needs, and so that's the compromise that seems to be struck here. And so, for me, I think that this project will be acceptable.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tom?
Okay. Well, I'm going to elaborate a bit more on my comment, my question to the architect. I kind of agree with Member Shelor here. It's true that there is something very similar across the street. But I think it sets the it possibly might set the wrong kind of precedents, and the reason for my concern is this: according to the aerial photo map here with the property across the street, although it is two-story and it's up front, it also is a hip roof, and that helps in some ways to mitigate being so close. Number two, I don't think setting back the second floor just 2 feet is really enough to mitigate that. I mean, if you look at the stuff in design, I believe we have design guides that talk about this, and certainly there are in other jurisdictions when they show what is the ideal to look for. They typically, in an L-shaped plan like this, they typically try and put the second floor as much in the corner of that L as possible. Now, doing that is not possible in this lot. I get that. But given the way these are framed, and I've done a number of these in my career as well, I like the general idea of this, but I really would like to see if you could somehow restudy that and have it come back a little bit farther. Now, it's not my intent to redesign the project, but in pushing that setback back, you do not necessarily have to sacrifice floor area. As I think, I didn't get a good look on these, but it seems to me that on the floor plan, the area that it goes over, the area of that part of the house in the hinge of the L, looks like there's a kitchen, and probably some sort of like storage or utility type rooms, am I correct?
No. Just the kitchen.
Just the kitchen.
Just the kitchen, okay, but the kitchen has a flat ceiling. Okay. If, I'm just saying if, there was, and may I grab a pointer here? I can point out here.
You want a demo or new?
Can I borrow your, there we go.
Yeah, this is the good one.
No, I borrow your microphone.
Thank you.
Okay. The thing that I'm kind of thinking about is if, however it's designed, this area was to move a little bit farther back this way, maybe by just reworking some of these spaces, like maybe the bathroom comes back here and the closet's there, or the bathroom stays here and the closet stays here. By bringing the floor back to here, you don't necessarily have to put some kind of support across here, because the floor framing could act as a horizontal diaphragm and still bear upon this wall here. And I think you could get enough cantilever here. And this is an engineering thing, and you have to check with your structural engineer. And I get there's a bunch of moving parts here. But if that could be accomplished, and maybe the closet comes back here, then that would allow you to maybe redistribute these other elements, and instead of getting a 2 foot, maybe you could get some more set back there. Another idea that comes to me is, I know this is a gable roof, but in order to reduce the impact on the street, you might think possibly about doing the second floor as a hip. Now, I don't know how that works. Maybe you're going to get an open ceiling there, and I can see that would kind of impact that. Maybe that's not acceptable, but it's just, this is the comment section, so that's my comments. Thank okay. you.
Aaron, do you have comments?
Yeah.
Do you need this?
Can I say something before we move on, though?
Yes.
Is that allowed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In Chris's defense, sir, it was our requirement that we do not touch the rest of the house because we plan to live there while the construction is going on.
Mm-hmm.
So this is our garage, and we wanted this wall to be as much as we demolish, because the minute you start demolishing the roof of the kitchen, that means we cannot use the kitchen. So I think that's where, you know, he was restricting himself. So it was our requirement.
I was looking at this from the standpoint of not trying to impact those areas, because it would be, it might be tough to do. But the idea would be hopefully to not disturb the kitchen space down below, but by working up above. And again, it depends upon how the framing is there. I don't know. It might totally prove to be totally unworkable, but I'm just putting it out there for you and for your architect to consider. And like I said, this is the comment section, so
right.
That's what it is. You're welcome.
I feel the building, the addition's appropriately masked in place. I know it's only 2 feet from the bottom, but there's 4'2" of roof there. So for me, I think it's masked appropriately, and I think it's a very simple, straightforward addition. So I can support it as is.
Okay. Dennis?
Well, not to beat on poor Tom too much, but I disagree with the massing and setback and gable solutions. My own are more about the windows. The windows that were proposed on the north and west, I believe. Yes, here, the south, yes, the north and west don't really reflect the windows in the existing house. And what I understand from your execution of the materials, the stucco and the board and batten, you're really trying to match. Well, I think these more or less, they're very unusual windows that you have on the house. These are the one here that we're looking at on the south seem to match, but those on the north and the west, specifically these three, and these three are distinctly out of character with the house. And in addition, they're very regularized. equally spaced three windows, and that doesn't happen anywhere else on your house. So I would, my comment would be that the windows in both their disposition and character reflect the original design of the house, which I think is what you're after. So somehow cleverly size and positioning, and okay, that's what I have. Thank you.
Thank you. That's a good suggestion.
Karis? Any comments?
No, I just agree with my...
Jennifer?
No, I just, from driving around and looking at the neighborhood, I think the proposed design fits with the rest of the neighborhood. I don't think it's out of place.
I'll chime in. I think from a massing standpoint, I thought Tom made a lot of good points, but one of the things that jumped out at me was the fact that the house next door has, I guess I can use this, huh? House next door has the second floor addition with the gable going the opposite direction. So the fact that you're choosing, and it's farther back, so the fact that you're doing a gable in this direction, I think sets a better streetscape, personally. So I think I'm okay with that aesthetically, how that works, and the windows and the board and bat that's already there. Really, I mean, I know you guys didn't do it, but okay. Anyway, that aside, I think Dennis's comments are accurate about the windows up there. That jumped out at me. And from the side, I know, you know, when I drove by and looked, I thought I was curious about privacy issues, and you cleverly, you know, put closet and stair on this side, so you don't have privacy issues over there. But I think you could easily solve the aesthetic issue by maybe, you know, maybe scrapping that window and then bunching these two together sort of in this place. You'll still get all the light in there, and then from the elevation you'll get that double look that you have downstairs, I guess down, you know, over here, mm-hmm. that kind of thing, and I think that might help. But conceptually, I'm okay with that. I think, you know, having driven around, there are, not just in this neighborhood, but all over their place, there are a lot of two stories that go right up the garage. It's a stacked box. And I would argue that the majority of those happened before cityhood. So I'd like to think that ever since then, we were able to kind of jump in the path of that and get breakup by utilization of this board and people coming and trying to get, you know, designs to look better and be more appropriate with the neighborhood. So it's a long-winded way, I guess, of saying I'm okay with what you've done with a couple of tweaks. So anybody have anything else?
I would like to hear from the proponents of what it is that you like about the house. We heard you like the neighborhood, that you've decided to stay, but really in terms of the house, what is it that you like in its existing state? And this has more to do with the exterior, but you can talk about the interior too.
Turn that on.
Yeah, it is on, I think. Okay. Oh, thank you. So the backyard is what we like the most. And then the way the house actually sits and the way it is private in terms of, although we can see all the neighbors from the outside, but once you are in, there's no one can look into where you are. No, we cannot look into what they do. So, you know, privacy of where things are is good. Inside of the house, the layout just works for us right now. So the way the kids' rooms are outside, the big windows we have, that gives us enough light. We're from Nepal originally, so we like to sleep out in the sun, so, and that gives us enough sunlight in there as well, and then that's the way we have these on the second floor window, big windows, so that we get enough light in there as well. So, you know, overall, in general, I think locality, proximity to all the businesses that's there, school district obviously is very good, and then the house in general with the backyard is what we like.
Let's see. It appears there are a lot of comments with regards to, you know, taken a look at fenestration and some massing and stuff like that. So it would probably make sense to make some tweaks and bring it back, be my guess. But I think overall the compatibility with the neighborhood is good. You know, over the years on this board, we've seen a lot of people push the envelope, and this is very appropriate, I think.
So, Scott, does the architect or the proponent,
do you have any qualms or any objections to the comments that were made? Anything seriously out of line?
No, I think they're great comments. I think we would like to keep the ball moving forward. So okay. if we could get conceptual approval to study those, you know, few items and come back for the next level, and that's great.
We don't have that here.
Yeah, okay.
Great. Yeah, Mr. Chair, given that, I'm curious to hear from the board if there's availability to run it by the chair and perhaps a designee.
Sure. I'm fine with that.
Because we can do the conformance review and run it by you, and then you can, you know, if you feel that it needs to come back to full board, we could take it back.
No, that's fine. That's fine. This is, it feels pretty minor. So mm-hmm.
That'd be great.
So does that mean does this agendize for design? So that means we're giving design approval.
You're giving a kind of a conditional approval. Yeah.
With condition. All right. Then I guess I'll
take a stab at it. I'll make a motion to approve the design on the condition that the changes be made to the design to meet the board's comments and that they be reviewed by the board chair. I would even be willing to do that too.
Or designate.
Or the board chair or his designate. Is
that sufficient? Subject to the attached findings in your staff report.
And that we agreed with the attached findings for neighborhood compatibility, the quality of architectural design, the quality of landscape design, and the zoning as listed in the staff report.
Somebody want to second that?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Okay.
Thank you so much.
So when you get your tweaks done, give them to the staff and they'll forward them to somebody.
Thank you.
I did have one question for staff. Is it possible to get better reproductions of plans in the future? Because what I got was so...
Yeah, very faint.
I couldn't even tell the fenestration on the plan that I was given, so... Doesn't help me prepare.
Yeah, we typically make copies from PDFs, but we'll make a note to take a look before we.
Yeah. It really
is not. Okay. Got it.
Okay. Okay. Next item, Madam Secretary.
Item B2 is for design review. It's Harvest Hill Lot 2, 3-car detached garage, located at 880 Cambridge Drive, case number 18-030-DRB.
Brian, the floor is yours. Has everybody visited the site?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
I visited the site.
I visited the site today, no ex parte.
No additional site visits, no ex parte.
I had a site visit and today and a conversation with Sally Richfield.
My wife, yes.
And Scott Wild.
Wilt.
Wilt, the foreman, about the project.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Okay, thank you, Chair. Good afternoon. Board. So this is a proposed detached garage on lot 2 of the Harvest Hill Ranch subdivision. So this lot is
the one that was that had the original house on it, so that this became a new lot, you know, new lot lines as a part of the subdivision, but enclosed what had been the original house on the larger property. And that particular house didn't really have a garage that was super usable. It was one that was, well, I don't know, what, 100 feet away or so, but it became a part of another lot on, in this subdivision, lot 5, I believe. So now that left this lot without a garage. So the applicant's here to propose, one, to clean that up so that it meets required parking under our ordinance. So proposed is a three-car garage of 838 square feet. It's detached from the house, kind of built into the slope, and with a flat roof that comes close to the level of the existing pool deck that's there. So they're taking advantage of the slope that's there to kind of limit the projection of the structure and keep it tucked in there. So that those are my introductory presentation comments. I can answer questions if you'd like. Otherwise, I can toss it over to Rich for a presentation from the applicant.
Good afternoon. Rich Ridgway with the Harvest Hill Project. And you know, Brian described it pretty well. It's a three-car garage. We've kind of buried it into the hill so that from the backside you don't see it. It's kind of a flat surface, and then you come in at the lower street level to a fairly flat driveway, and we have it built out of slump block to look like adobe, which is what we've been using on the rest of the project. So yeah, any questions? It's pretty straightforward, and like Brian said, you know, for 70 years this parcel has been like it is with the existing ranch house, and there used to be a garage on the very north end of the property, which I'm not sure they even used as a garage. They probably had tractors or something in it. So this never really had a true garage.
Plus and the old adobe.
Right. So here's our attempt to get a garage for lot number 2.
Okay. Before we get into questions, I've got a couple of speaker slips here. And I see that the speakers are the same speakers that wrote the letters. Is that correct?
Yes.
That the board received. When you make your comments, having read through this letter, it appears that the bulk of this is pertaining to lot 4.
That's correct.
And so, at the beginning of our meeting, that's a time when public can speak on any item that's not on today's agenda. So today's agenda is lot 2.
That's fine.
That's all.
So to keep your comments to lot 2.
That's all we're talking about.
Okay, perfect. I'll start with Bob Dick.
Yep.
That analysis, as you rightly pointed out, see, I hope that doesn't fall down. It will fall down. We included it here just to provide some context about the evolution of the Harvest Hill development since 2012. And there is one page, page 2, example 1, that actually has direct relevance to lot 2. And I'll just quickly mention, wish I'd used glossy paper for this first page. Well, I guess you guys printed it out. Actually, yours looks better than mine. In the top picture, it's what Harvest Hill looked like from the eastern neighborhood, specifically Mountain View School playground, in 2012. The lower picture shows Harvest Hill as of a couple days ago. The skyline has changed from foliage to prominent buildings. As you walk around in different locations on Mountain View playground or anywhere else on the, in the eastern neighborhood, you see greater or less of the denuded areas that are shown here. So right now we have prominent features, and these are just the old houses from the ranch. They were totally occluded by foliage in the upper picture, and they are, you know, fully revealed in the lower picture. Now that's the context that this document has. Okay, so I've got a timer on me. Is that, I have 56 seconds left to speak? Is that what it says?
That's true.
All right. Okay, item B2 is misnamed. It is not really a three-car garage that we're talking about. It's actually a garage plus an elevated 830-square-foot party deck on top. If you take a look at page 5 of the project plans, that will become clear when you see that there are glass panels. If I'm reading it correctly, it's pretty alarming. This is a large open area seating that from the east is perched 10 feet above the grade. 830 square feet is more than a bigger footprint than some small two-bedroom houses. Ultimately, the owner will likely place chairs, tables, possibly umbrellas, maybe even a barbecue. And that's it?
If you can finish your thought. Okay.
On top of that garage. There's nothing like this in the neighborhood. There's nothing like this for miles from this site. It wouldn't look anything like what's in the neighborhood. And basically, once you really visualize and understand what's being proposed here, all of the DRB findings, worksheet items, under the first thing, neighborhood compatibility, are just out the window. And I'll be happy to email a detailed analysis of how this is totally inappropriate for this neighborhood.
Thank you. Karen Dick?
Well, I'd like to start by saying that I'm disappointed that the deck was not included in the notices, because I think some of the other neighbors would have definitely shown up if the deck had been, if it had said there was a large deck on top of the garage. This the changes in this development have been for us like death by a thousand cuts. It keeps growing, and I wonder why, if you knew there was not a garage on the property in the first place, that you might not have included it in the original plan. A three-car garage, the more garage you have, the more cars you have, means more traffic on the road, more lights into our bedroom windows. A deck has to mean a lot of noise. In the past, just the fact of being on a hill, it invites people doing things that invade other people's privacy. We have had people on the hill with binoculars. We have had people with lasers looking into the home across the street from us. And it makes me wonder, if we're adding a three-car garage now with the deck on top, what is coming next? Is it a second story to the farmhouse? We were told that the trees would be protected. Many of the trees are gone. In fact, the place where this garage is proposed was part of the tree protection plan. There were trees there. The whole development started in a more modest way, and many of the assurances that we were given have been evaporated into the air. So we have a lot of reluctance to uh, to accept any reassurances about how this would fit into the neighborhood. And I'm not sure how anybody could say that a deck on top of a garage fits into our neighborhood.
So can I ask you one question?
Sure.
Can you point out, is your house on this photo?
Absolutely. Right here.
Okay. So you're here at the bottom of the hill?
This, well,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
So this is also our property right here. So this is our lower backyard.
Understood.
This is a bank. This is also the upper part of our backyard.
Okay.
And this you know would also.
Okay.
And to say nothing of you know I don't think these people on that side have been notified appropriately that there's a consideration of a party deck. In fact, our neighbors across the street have even told us that watching the house go up behind us, which is only in the beginning stages, that they'll be able to see into their backyard.
Yes.
That would be this house.
Understood.
And they have a hot tub back there, and she was
understood.
Not
although that's
about it.
That's a different lot than what we're talking about today. So thank you. Thank
yes.
you very much for your comments.
Well, I'm assuming they'll be able to see into other...
lot two.
I mean, there will be, because it's so high, you can see into the properties of many houses in the entire neighborhood, not just the houses that border on it.
I understand. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for your comments. I'm going to follow up with just one question for you, Rich, before I unleash it to everybody else. Just we don't have TV. Okay. In front of me is an aerial of the parcel before you guys really got going. This is a long time ago. And if I understand correctly, the proposed three-car garage we're talking about is in...
Yes.
This area right here.
Yes.
And it's going to be into the hillside. And in front of this is lot, is this lot one?
Lot four.
Or lot four right here.
Mm-hmm.
So lot four is in front of that.
Mm-hmm.
So ultimately, that won't be seen by
the house
anyone.
On lot four. It's more in that location?
Yeah, that was sort of my understanding.
Right.
So this could be potentially seen, I guess, out way out here, I suppose.
Way
not,
out.
Not down the slope, but...
Bob and Karen won't see this structure.
But from their place down here, they won't see the said that deck. They
no.
will see lot four, but that's not the issue
correct.
Today. Okay. Understand, I was just trying to get my bearings straight on it. Okay.
And is lot four the slope that they're concerned about?
Lot four is...
Is that the slope right here that they're worried about sliding?
Well, yeah, that was part of it back when, but today that's what we're talking about today is the garage on that lot, on lot two. So, all right, Bill, do you have any questions?
Yes, thank you, Chair. I have a couple questions here. I guess the first question would be for staff when I'm looking in the. The project description, it doesn't talk about a deck. Is that, should that have been included as part of this project description?
Well, I think from a design standpoint, since the, which is why we're here, I think that because it was at the level of the existing deck, the aesthetic is not going to be impactful. You know, we're not talking about a second story patio. We're talking about a existing pool deck that basically runs into the top of the proposed garage. So aesthetically, it was a non-issue, really. And so, you know, it, my understanding of the intent of the deck was to simply extend the existing pool deck.
Correct.
I mean, I don't want to speak.
No,
for you,
that's it too. And then inside the old ranch house, we didn't want to block it with views of a peaked roof. We thought it'd be just sunken into the hill and almost invisible. It is invisible from the backside, and it's barely visible from either side, but you do see a garage face. 8 foot tall ceiling, 1 foot of floor joist, 9 foot tall structure, flat roof, same height as the old pool deck. So that wasn't an attempt to get in everybody's face. I really don't believe anyone from the south of the project, any of our neighbors, see it. Certainly not the ones on Bolzano. Yes, potentially people further to the east could see the garage face, but they would have seen a bank and a pool deck there before.
As I recall, as the other homes came before us, individually there was an effort to try and keep the size of the units to a certain square footage so that they would only have 2-car garages. And I'm just wondering, is a 3-car garage necessitated here, or was this just a choice?
Well, we actually have 3 structures that have, well, 2 of the structures have 3-car garages, and one actually has a 4-car garage because it had a 2-car existing, and we added another 2-car to the house. So I have 2 that are approved as 3-car garages, and 1 is a 4-car garage. And so this house, I'm actually going to be using it as a workshop until I finish my project, and so that was another motivation for giving myself some space for my tools.
The lighting, will there be any lighting on the deck?
No, but there are a couple.
Highly visible then to people.
Right. No lighting on the deck, but sconces at the entrance to the garage door on the south side, I believe. Okay. Again, not visible except a long ways. If you get far away, the homes that are up on Bolzano will not see the structure.
Thank you. That's all the questions that I had.
Okay. Tom?
Yeah, I have a question mainly for staff. The folks that were speaking referenced, because of the change in the trees up there before and after, mentioned that this garage is in the middle of or is inside of what was previously designated as a tree protection plan. And if you could elaborate on that, I would be interesting.
Sure. Yeah, I think the tree that they're referencing is actually just to the south of where the entry driveway is. So the garage
is a big specimen fig tree.
Okay.
Well, the garage is not affecting any trees that were protected by it.
Okay.
Now,
okay, that is
there was a eucalyptus here.
Yes.
And it was always on the tree protection plan to be removed. It's right. On at this point, that's the fig tree. There was a eucalyptus there. They're speaking of a couple eucalyptus that were on this east-facing slope. Those were all also to be removed by the tree protection plan. So if staff wanted to come up there and verify, every tree that was to be remain is remaining.
Can I clarify my point because I have the tree protection plan?
Maybe bring it on.
Yeah. So I didn't make it up. The way I look at it, that's what the garage is.
There's probably a red X through that eucalyptus tree.
Well, not on this one.
This?
No X's.
There are no X's on any of these.
The tree protection site plan, which I'm not sure that actually is, had X's and...
This looks like a preliminary...
Right. So the one that the final one had X's through the ones that were to be removed.
It's the only one that I have.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, this does not have the X's through the trees that are to remain. So, yes, this actually does. There it is. That's... Right there, that eucalyptus with the circles around it and the X's, that's the one that's well as that one, that one, and that one. And that's why the picture that they took recently does not show them because they were eliminated. And that one was there, and there were 3 or 4 more along here. So we left all the trees that were supposed to be remaining.
I guess I wonder why the trees were eliminated.
Yeah, okay, they're done.
They are in this plan.
They are, but not for illumination.
They are. Look at the red X's.
Okay. And be it as this may, this might be a preliminary, but the area that I'm looking at has nothing to do with the dash circles with the X's that show trees that are being removed.
I think it does.
No, it doesn't.
Here are two eucalyptus with circles and red X's. These are the ones she's speaking of.
No, I'm not. Okay. If you would just hold on just a moment. Okay. I see where this tree is.
The big fig.
On the plant. I get it.
Correct.
And I get this.
Yes.
And I get those removed.
Yes.
I totally get that.
Uh-huh.
What I see here is a dotted line here, which says, what does that say?
Okay.
Tree protection barrier. Mm-hmm. But I don't see anything here talking about the disposition of those trees, because that is where this garage sits.
So, and Brian can probably speak to this. Had an arborist come out, this oak tree died about 4 years ago, and have a report, and it caught a fungus or something, so there was an oak tree here. That's correct. And I have a report about that, and spoke to Brian about that, and so it did die. These trees are here, and the oak tree was here, and the eucalyptus trees were here and here.
Those are not ones that were. This drawing doesn't really say yay or nay on those trees there, whether they're part of the tree or not. I know this one died. I get it.
Yes, that one died. But this one's here. And these were removed.
I understand those, but that one is going away.
No.
Yes, because because if your pool's here and your pool is there, then those trees are there.
This tree is here, and this tree is gone.
I understand that tree is no more.
And there probably was one there as
well.
Okay,
but I'm talking about that right there.
Can we look on the civil plan right here?
Is this one that?
No. This is just below and to a little bit to the side.
Is that one.
Which one?
That one.
It's this one.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Let's orient this. Now, may I see a pointer, somebody? Thank you. I'm asking about that, because that looks like that, because that pool is that pool, and that is where this garage goes.
Okay, I see.
So my question is, I understand this tree has long departed to the land of ancient oaks and is no more among
that
us.
That one is there.
And these ones were approved to be removed, and so it has been done, and that exists and that exists. But what is that all about?
You're correct. That tree right there wasn't much of a tree. It wasn't even, it was a zut. What's the species of it? I don't even remember the species of it. But you're right. That one left a long time ago, right there. And those are still there. But that wasn't really even a tree.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay.
That's what I wanted to find out.
So if the tree dies, is it not incumbent on you to replace it, I wonder? Just a thought.
Anything else, Tom?
No.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's all. That's all.
So, clarification on what that tree is would be a question. And if it wasn't a tree when the development started, it looks like it is now. Or maybe it's not. Maybe it's shrubs.
The photo that the folks that are here to speak provided, looking at it from below, it doesn't really look like it goes very high at all.
It doesn't. It's
not.
So like this, I wouldn't have called it a
photo,
tree.
A photo would clear that up.
It was gone a long time ago, though. I mean, I don't have.
Oh, so that's gone.
Yes, because that was probably 4 years ago.
Whatever this is gone.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
And it was probably behind that.
Because all of these trees, which they speak to as being the skyline trees, were the trees that were removed, and they were large eucalyptus trees.
Question, is there any, on the garage door, do you have a cut sheet?
Ooh, I don't. I'm using the same garage door I've been using throughout the tract.
I know that doesn't help, but we've already built. Is it just the top?
Same as
what's glass?
The top panel.
Those.
Just the top.
Yeah. So it's okay, a grid with three divided lights and then in each roll-up section.
Is there any other glass railings on this project? Any of the lots?
No.
Okay. And then my last question was.
I'd like to keep the glass just because of wind. It's more comfortable to sit.
The proximity to the existing pool.
Well, the existing pool is to be removed. And so.
Oh, that's going away.
Yep. Matter of fact, that pool's been empty, and I took the pool out because it was just an empty hole and unsafe. And so the pool is gone.
Is that addressed on the landscape plan?
Well, it's in the project description, I'm sure.
Like, are you landscaping that? Are you paving it? Or you...
It's just a flat area that's going to have probably synthetic turf.
Okay.
This area here is just a flat area, and you walk right out on top of the flat deck of the garage.
So that should probably be addressed in these plans, what's going on there. I guess those are sort of comments, but...
That's fine.
I guess I'll finish up.
Yeah.
I kind of object to the glass railing. I don't think it's compatible architecturally with the neighborhood or the house. So that's just my opinion, but I think maybe a cable rail would be a much better look. So.
Did you also propose landscaping? I missed that.
Where the pool is to be removed.
Okay.
Just what's going on there.
Okay. Address.
Just address what it is. He didn't say either way, but
okay. I brought in the plans for lot 4, which has a garage on the elevation. I think that's probably similar to what you.
Yeah, I've been using the same garage on the.
Did you want to look at these?
Is there a plan?
There's an elevation.
A new garage.
Since you had a question about the garage.
Oh, the garage door.
Yeah. Oh yeah. See there you go.
Yeah.
That's it.
So that's lot 4, but.
Same door, though.
And same door, yeah, and the other three that are already built.
I think garage door is fine.
Okay.
Any questions/comments? More there?
Well, it occurred to me, too, as well as Aaron, that the glass enclosure is extremely out of character, along with, I think, the glass garage doors. One of the reasons why I like the development was the quality of design, and I don't think those two elements live up to that bar that you've set. I also think it's interesting now that you've told us the pool is going away, so what's the deck all about if there's no pool?
Well, the pool, if you'd seen it, it's probably 70 years old, and it had started to disintegrate, and they put a
That's not my fiberglass question.
Liner.
If the pool is gone,
okay.
What's the deck all about?
It's just an extension of the flat ground that's there.
Okay, thank you.
And I'm not opposed to changing the glass out to wrought iron. I was only trying to be a windbreak. But if it's not appropriate, I'd happily go to a different kind of rail.
Karis, do you have any questions, comments?
I'm just wondering if you would be open to having a landscape plan with this, because presumably there's going to be some areas that need to be, and perhaps in that plan we could address some of the screening
that they're
looking for.
Yeah, I just was not asked to do one, but if you'd like, I will.
Okay.
I think that would help.
Okay.
The whole.
Yeah, I have a question about the size. I didn't see in here like the total size of the lot compared to the structures on it.
It's about 3/4 of an acre.
So do you know what the percentage is? I mean, there's already a large structure and the additional structure and a guest house. Is that what it said? So my question is like, what how much lot size are you losing by putting this structure in?
Well, the structure inside the walls is somewhere in the 780 square feet, but then the thickness of the walls, because we're doing it in block, because we're burying it, we're backfilling it, and so I lose a lot of square footage in measure from the outside. So, yeah, about 800 or less square foot in the garage, and the parcel is about 32,000 feet or something. Does it say here? I certainly can come back with that overall lot detail.
Data.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little over three quarters of an acre lot. And the existing house, it's been there for like 70 years, early 50s, so not quite 70. 51, I think, is when the last addition was made.
That stuff isn't filled out.
That's probably true, that I need a total lot statistic here, saying the acreage.
Yeah, that would be
okay.
Good.
Okay.
Let's see. Bill, you didn't get comments. Were you done, Jennifer?
Actually, I just have a comment. I was driving around the neighborhood, and for the most part, except for this new development, it seemed like the houses were more modest, smaller. I didn't see any other three garage houses, so it just seemed like it was maybe a bit out of character for that neighborhood.
Okay. Bill?
I don't have any comments on the lot two detached garage.
Okay. And Tom?
I think I can support this. I really have a problem with this garage. Unless the applicant wants to have a look at the railings. But outside of that, I don't really have a problem with this.
You started comments. You don't get any more. Do you have any more?
Just go. You're going to need a handrail on these steps?
Well, I have. This is all at grade, but if you want a handrail, I will. Could I put it on the wall?
You're going to need it for this. So you have more than three steps. Run.
But can I put it on the wall rather than
there?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just and then maybe there's an opportunity to get a little landscape in there between the two garage doors. Just a thought on your landscape plan to break that paving mass up. That's it.
The majority of this is tucked in the ground, and I think I think. It's not going to be, I think from all angles, a flat top on this tucked in the ground is far less obtrusive than having a gable on it. Even if it was tucked in the ground, it's going to be less visible. But I do agree about the railing. And I'm not against the glass. I mean, if you wanted to do, whether it's, I'm forgetting on some of the other ones whether they have wrought iron pickets or wood, but if you wanted glass behind that so that you get your wind block, but the aesthetic is still the picket, that's fine. I don't. It just feels that all of a sudden you had this modern component.
I think I agree now on second thought. I was strictly thinking, this is my family living there, my kids. We've actually...
And then the round newel post on it, all of a sudden, it felt nautical to me. Yeah.
I'm good with a railing. I just probably didn't think that through. I was looking at
it. So I think a rail that would match what the neighborhood in context, I think would be more appropriate. But
I think I agree.
I think it's probably fine. I don't have an issue with it. And I guess that's it. Anybody else have anything?
Is all of the other houses in... Oh, I'm sorry. In this neighborhood, they all, when you look at the garages, they'll have some sort of roof that comes out, don't they, over them? But this one does not. No. This one's just the
correct. The rest of them are within a house.
They're
part of the house. So this was purely to attempt to be flat with the old elevation and to not get up into the views from the existing house to the east.
Yeah, I like the idea of plants in between, maybe planters, maybe even something viney that can come up and you can maybe get your windbreak that way through the,
I think that.
So without too much height on your,
right.
on your plans. And I mean, I don't know a lot about architecture, but maybe look into something that instead of just box edge that, you know, even has a little bit of an overhang, not a peaked roof or anything, but just something over the windows, some sort of.
Well, I think he was,
yeah.
he was
breaking up.
I don't want to speak for him, but it looked like he was, and I thought he said he was trying to do it in a kind of a matching Adobe.
Yeah.
Adobe.
You don't typically have overhangs. Too much on doors and windows. I mean, they could be
over
recessed.
On the roof here, though. They wouldn't come out just a little bit over to.
There is a trim on the.
There is a trim.
On hardy trim.
Where are you looking?
So there is back. Some shadow line at the bottom of the rail.
Okay, that was my question.
Yeah.
Is there some
just
sort
at the base of the rail there is, but not like an eave or something sticking out?
Yeah, just a little bit.
That would just enlarge the deck, though. I was trying to keep this just
smaller.
Buried into the hill.
Okay, I'm just trying to break up the idea, but I think you can do it with plants also.
Okay.
And you're changing the railing, so that's fine. That's my only comment.
Okay. Anybody else?
I guess I would just comment, it seems like there's some tension between the neighbors and they're worried about their views, and it's probably been going on for a while, but if you're taking the pool out, that's a large space. Like, maybe you could set the deck back a little bit just to help ease the concerns about not overlooking them. You know, I don't know if there's any options to putting some plants there or just something so it's not right, you're not right against the edge potentially going into, you know, looking into their property.
Well, I can. If anyone was up to that site, if you stood at the level of the back of this, you can't see any of the neighborhood to the east unless you go a street or two beyond. You don't see it because they're 70 feet below even my lot 4 house in elevation, and 160 something feet away. They have 8 neighbors closer to them than me, and so. I know that I'm on a hillside. That was always known, and it's a tough lot, and I've done a lot of things to try and alleviate their concerns, but they're still concerned.
I'll take a crack at a motion.
Okay.
I think I would just approval with conformance review to look at the guardrail in terms of compatibility with the existing house and the neighborhood, show the handrails required for the steps on the elevations and the details, provide a landscape plan for the location where the pool is being removed, as well as areas adjacent to the new garage that are being disturbed.
Can I get some clarification on that? Are we talking about a landscape plan in this location, or do you want something?
Or the pool's being removed, and probably about 8 feet from the garage. These steps are new too, correct?
Yes.
So
just how about this whole area? I just need some direction.
Okay. Okay. We'll do. And can I get some clarification on the railing? I'm open. Wood railing, wrought iron railing, what's preference? Because
for me, I'd cram a wrought iron rail on there because then it's going to be maintenance free. It's on the side of an Adobe.
No, I mean the in place of the glass.
Oh, up top?
Yeah, up top. Should I do wrought iron? Should I do wood picket? I'm okay with either.
That's, well, if it's a windscreen you're after.
It was. I know, but I'm losing the windscreen because you guys don't like the glass.
Well, if your objective is to control the wind, it has to be solid.
I know, that was my objective. No, I know that. My whole objective, without thinking through compatibility, was, boy, I'd like to block the wind.
I think
we're not
all
liking
okay.
that right now.
I think so. We're okay with a picket solution with glass behind it. Correct me if I'm...
Yeah, that's what I would... Cool.
Okay.
Or a wire wire mesh could work for to block wind.
Yeah.
A tight wire mesh.
I'm open. It can just be metal pickets. It can be wood pickets. Is there a preference? Because I'm not going to do the glass, because I think there's a reflection in that. It would be an odd combination. So I'm open.
Yeah, wood pickets will take up more more room. I mean, depending on, you know, there are even railings where it's 1x4 flat. You see that more, or something like that. You see that more in Craftsman and cottage style, that kind of thing. This is more ranch, but I don't know. I would say consult with Richard, who...
Okay. He's going to ask me what I want.
I think it's the compatibility. Yeah. Like, what are the railings over here, and what's the existing house?
Yeah.
Existing house doesn't have any railings.
No, none,
because there are no grade changes, but it's flat. I believe the one on lot 4 has wood pickets, and I believe it does on lot 1. On others, there's wrought iron. It's a mix.
Yeah.
I think I'll go wood. I'll come back with wood. Okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay. So that was my motion.
And then finance.
Findings, neighborhood compatibility, number 1, 2, 3, 13, 17, 19. I can make all the findings on this sheet.
Does somebody want to second it?
I'll second.
Seconded by Carrot. Okay. All those in discussion.
So this is where the applicant comes out with the railing design and
railing
the,
and, okay. landscape.
And the landscape.
Yeah, landscaping.
Yeah.
And I didn't submit that. That's my slump block, painted to a similar color I've been painting throughout the tract. And this is the wood. It's called ASIC. It's a composite wood deck.
Got it. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Right. Thanks, Rich.
Thank you, guys.
Before you leave, I had one question for you. Going back to things that you've accomplished before in this project, how did the detention basin on the southwest corner work out?
It worked great.
I saw it today.
It got full last year, not this year. Got full last year because we had about 5 or 6 inches quick, if you remember that one storm last year. And it filled up and worked as it should, but it spilled and went over to the driveway through a trench drain and then out through a pipe. So I think in the peak it functioned. This winter it never really got tested. Like it filled this much and was gone.
Yeah.
But the previous winter it got tested. But it's been hugely successful in my mind because we had 3 basins on the whole eastern slope, and I could perceive that gophers could have got into those and there could have been a blowout and rushing down into neighbors. And so we went back, redesigned, got rid of those basins, and they went into a bigger basin that didn't exist before. Just got a big one. Yeah, so.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brian? Anybody have any announcements?
Yes, I attended the committee meeting of the AUD yesterday, and I was disappointed to see that there were virtually none of our comments of the AUD were incorporated into the ordinance as I read it.
Well, apparently... We
spent a lot of time on that.
It's going forward. You can correct me, Mary, but I really didn't see any difference between the proposed ordinance that was presented to us and what was presented to the committee.
All right. Anybody else? All right. With that, we are adjourned.
It's not the time.